don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Hey, welcome back. This is After Hours, soloing, trying to bring some live ability to the After Hours tonight. I'd like somebody to call in, but I can't find that person. So I'm jamming away with memory of and tribute to Eddie Van Halen. God bless his soul. What can I say, hombre? I just don't know where to go. But we'll get back into this. This is Revolution Radio, Freedom Slipped, you're listening to. We're coming up to our 10th year. And we've been real happy with the donations. So keep them coming. Keep them coming, please. Here's one for you guys. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
How about getting off of these antibiotics?
Thank you, listeners.
How about stopping eating when I'm full of?
Yeah, liveliness. Thank you.
How about them transparent dangling carrots? How about that ever elusive Kudo?
Ow!
Thank you, India. Thank you, Tabor. Thank you,
thank you, listeners.
Thank you,
listeners.
How about me not blaming you?
I said thank you for letting me be myself. And thanks you, you little pretty pie. You little sweet thing. Hey. Jeremy, nice. Okay. Gotcha. So I'm going to get back. We're listener supported. So keep up the goodwill and the good way and donate a little cash from your pocket today, please. Thank you. All right.
I found Van Halen playing at a club in Los Angeles, flew them to New York and produced about 15 songs, the tape of which I still have. And then within 6 months of that, they got signed to Warner's and everything was fine.
March 11th, 1978, Van Halen releases his first album. And Gene Simmons was behind getting them a contract with Warner Brothers. Over. That album went on to sell over 10 million copies. I don't know if that was that certain album or all their albums. I'll find out. Van Halen continued releasing an album a year for the next 4 years. Each album, each one goes multi-platinum, man.
Ow! In my sleep, man. By the time you see a man, it feels like, with music so thin, you feel like you're wearing nothing at all.
Man, oops, suck on Joe. Go back.
By the time you see a man, it feels like, with music so thin, you feel like you're wearing nothing at all.
As Van Halen's record sales grew, so did Dave's confidence.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet.
I picture myself as the ringleader here, you know, it's, I feel like I'm Toastmaster General of the immoral majority, you know. Our motto is, shut up.
Like it or not, Dave's attitude, combined with Eddie's blistering guitar riffs, left a powerful impact on music.
My first impression of Van Halen was that David Lee Roth was a god and that so was Eddie.
Van Halen were amazing, but they showed you that you could be technically proficient and energetic and showy. All in one. Along comes Eddie Van Halen, smiling, sliding, spinning, flying, and reinventing the guitar.
Well, it was at the time, I mean, this finger tapping, nobody really was really doing it, and then everybody started doing it, and it became, Eddie kind of put that on the map, didn't he?
Van Halen represents, to me, purists in the realm of rock.
That was some of the most genius hard rock. Talk about the sound, the tunes, and the show. It's a 10. It was a stellar production, as David Lee would say.
Change. Then came 1984 for Van Halen. It wasn't just a year. It was an album. It says here, 1984, released January 9th, 1984, peak chart position, two copies sold, that's the peak chart position, number two, copies sold over 10 million, and I think it was Michael Jackson that had the number one album that year, Thriller.
Hi. Take the television. Place it against your body. Feel the sound of my voice. I'm Diamond David Lee Roth.
A truckload of records was nothing new for Van Halen, but this time they backed up their massively popular music with three vibrant, explosive, and, well, zany videos that poked the MTV generation right between the eyes.
This is also one of the great 80s videos that partakes of the heavy metal logic that says, I am in a rock band. I do not have to have a day job. And I will celebrate this fact by wearing clothes that are mostly made of brightly colored tatters.
I was the one who directed and created all the classic Van Halen videos. You know, Hot for Teacher, I did Jump Panama, and so forth.
The winner is Eddie Michael Van Halen Roth. Van Halen jump.
And I tell you, when Van Halen started all this stuff, you know,
We had no idea where we were going and no idea whatsoever how it would all just snowball.
Coming up, a sudden exit.
Did I leave Van Halen, or did they ask me to leave?
A sudden replacement.
Then we said, nothing needs to be said. Let's do it.
And some famous last words.
I can't see any reason for this band to burn out because we don't do anything that would burn us out.
Ahead on the Sammy and Dave Show, Life After Van Halen.
Dave and I are not friends. We're nothing alike.
I am the voice of Van
Halen. By the mid-80s, Van Halen was one of the biggest bands in the world. They sold millions of albums, they toured the world several times over, their singer made the cover of Rolling Stone, and every high school stoner in America had the VH symbol scrawled on the front of their science notebook. Around the same time, Sammy Hagar, the former lead singer of San Francisco rock band Montrose, was now selling millions as a solo artist.
I'm just a red rocker, Sammy Hagar, in black and white. The concept of 55 I actually wrote myself. I wrote the video out. And originally, no one wanted to do that song. They didn't think it'd be a single. They didn't think it would ever be a video. They finally went for it, and I just think it's fantastic. I think it's got my personality in it. It's got my car in it. You know, it's got my band in it.
Saying, Dave, how come you only chose to do four songs? And I told him before, I says, look, any record that you're going to go by is only going to have three or four good cuts on it to begin with, right? So all I did is trim off the flab and sell it to you for less. On which magazine, which interview with Edward Van Halen that you're reading at the time. At one point, it sounded good to him to say that they had fired me, that they had thrown me out of the band because they had wanted somebody else to sing at any time. The audience didn't buy that one so good, so a few issues later, we read that Dave, because of his huge ego, he split on his own.
He treated everybody like a little lower than him, including us in the band. And, you know,
That's
the way a band works. You know, we've worked with a guy for 11 years, so to speak, and he just kind of, like, walked, took off.
I think there's a lot of dishonesty going on there, and that's a big part of the reason that I left Van Halen.
In a funny way, it worked out for the better.
Life goes on without me, because I ain't got nobody. Oh, I have bitching memories of everything that happened in Van Halen when I was in the band, leading up to right about the last 3 months of our existence together. And then it wasn't so wonderful for me. So I failed in true American fashion.
There's nobody who can take my place in that band. There may be one or two who will try and make the effort, just as there will always be champions. There will always only be one, oddly. I'm the fun in Van Halen. Always will be the fun in Van Halen.
Sit down, Waldo.
And I am. You know, in terms of even thinking that somebody else might actually be able to take the place there, you know, welcome to keep trying.
It is now officially 51-59!
So is it official with the group now?
Totally.
Yes.
What?
Completely.
He passed the audition.
Exactly. This is the actual version of Van Halen. The other one was just kind of a tester model, so to speak.
One day, my Lamborghini broke down, and I ended up at Claudio's.
And we had a mutual mechanic, Claudio. And
Claudio goes, Ed, you seem a little depressed. You know, and I go, yeah, man, I'm bummed. The singer just took off. And he goes, hey, why don't you call Sammy? I just talked to Sammy. Why don't you call Sammy? So I said, give me his number, man. I called him right there from the shop.
Eddie called me right from Claudio's. I mean, call me right from the joint. He was picking up his car, I guess, and my car was there. And he went, hey, who's the boxer? He said, oh, it's Sammy. You should get him in the band. Man, he said, what's his number?
So I went down, we talked, and we talked for about 5 minutes, and we ended up playing music. You know, his brother was there, Alex and Michael. And we just started blowing. And I want to tell you, it was so hot. We blew for about 8 hours, and then we said, nothing needs to be said. Let's do it. I've been Sammy Hagar for a long time. I don't need to go out and go on tours. I don't need to do anything. I want to do everything I do for fun. This was more exciting to me to be in Van Halen than to go out and do another Sammy Hagar tour right now. This is serious stuff. This is serious band. Eddie is the best guitar player, rock and roll guitar player in the world. Van Halen is a very special band. We are very special together, you know, and that's hilarious. You can't. There's nothing more than that. When it's magic, there's nothing more than that.
While Sammy and Van Halen wallowed in the bliss of their new musical romance, Sammy and Dave put up their dukes.
Sammy Hagar is upset with me because he knows I'm better than you.
I don't have an ego problem because I've been Sammy Hagar, and I don't have to go out there and try to show everybody that I'm a big star.
You said this about me, and I said no, you said it first. It's gonna go back and forth, and it reads like wrestling, man. It reads like Hulk Hogan, you know, and it's colorful. Here we go round, 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 round.
I can't see any reason for this band to burn out because we don't do anything that would burn us out.
Coming up, Diamond Dave eats them and smiles.
I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I'm ready for you, hope you're ready for me.
Van Halen gives two more singers the ejector seat.
We had a big yelling match, and it's like, well, if I ever see you, I'm going to kick your ass, and I hung the phone up.
And the greatest comeback that almost was.
This is the first time that we've actually stood on stage together in over a decade.
If we would have started in Toledo, we would have never even made it to Cleveland.
Ahead on the Sammy and Dave Show, Life After Van Halen.
Dave and I are not friends. We're nothing alike.
I am the voice of Van Halen.
Well, we're...
I'm ready. I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
Hope you're ready for me.
This is my show, man. We're ready. We're ready. We got extra seats. Don't get me wrong.
After 6 multi-platinum albums, 7 top 40 hits, several pairs of assless pants, an ocean of Aquanet, and enough Jack Daniels to paralyze a herd of elephants, the David Lee Roth Van Halen dynasty came to an end in 1985. While the band got to work on a new album with new frontman Sammy Hagar, Dave kicked his bombastic solo career into high gear.
Give me a bottle of anything and a glazed donut to go.
First thing and the last thing and the only thing that was always in his on my mind is I'm going to make a rock and roll band. We got into the studio pretty soon when I got together with Stevie Vai, you know, Billy Sheehan and Greg, and that's what we're doing right here, man. Eat 'em and smile time.
I wanted to be legitimate with the fans. I wanted to be honest with my music. I wanted to go on the road for a long period of time. And I didn't want to do just 2 months on the road with giant stadiums, charge everybody, same person who sits in the 900th seat pays as much as a cat in the front row seat. That's not good for my kind of show.
Dave's not home. But it does say Dave Sobel, career created 3 platinum albums, gold album 1, and top 40 hits, he had 4. That's Dave, solo career. Hello.
I don't play games so much with Van Halen. I think that the music and what it means to people is way too important to take dead serious. I always told you with Van Halen that we're the people's band, that we were for the people. Well, I guess I still am. You know, I don't mean to put a certain person down, but it's like there's no more limits, no more governor, you know. So just we can do anything we want. And I think the music's better, too. I think my writing's gotten a lot better because I'm not under the pressure of, can I do this? I can do anything I want now. Fifty on 50 being our first album that we basically did completely by ourselves, and it going number one, of course, is an incredible feeling. You know, very satisfying.
The chemistry is incredible. It's quite incredible. You got it.
And the winner is Van Halen.
Right now is really about the appreciation of reality, and right now this is reality, and we.
With Sammy on the mic, Van Halen was bigger than ever. But suddenly, in 1996, the Hagar bubble burst.
I was called by Eddie on Father's Day morning. He just called up and says, hey, we got to talk. And Eddie just goes, you know, you really frustrate me. You never do anything I asked you to do. And he goes, and you've always been a solo artist anyway, you might as well just go back to being a solo artist. Quote, unquote, exactly that. And I went, wow. I mean, I was floored.
Bottom line, his work ethic sucked. He went home and didn't want to play the way the rest of the team wanted to play. I'm not a doctor, but he put out a press release saying, I quit. Week later, he says I kicked him out. Now, you sticking to bull stories, Sam? I'll take a lie detector test. I'm serious.
I'm Kurt Loder with MTV News. This just in, Sammy Hagar is out as lead singer of Van Halen, and David Lee Roth, the man Hagar replaced in the group a decade ago, will apparently now be replacing him.
Come on, baby, finish what you started.
I definitely feel betrayed by him. The betrayal to me, not breaking up, but just them getting Roth back behind the back. Ed and Al and Mike hated that guy so bad. If you even brought his name up, these guys jumped up and went crazy. I was in that band for 11 years. David Roth was the enemy.
period.
Having now officially survived their own rock and roll version of the Dick York, Dick Sargent debacle, it's Van Halen.
September 4th, 1996. After recording two songs together for Best of Volume 1, Dave joins Van Halen on stage at the MTV Video Music Awards.
We have to address this subject here. This is the first time that we've actually stood on stage together in over a decade.
His onstage antics, which the one I thought was embarrassing. And I said, December 16th, I need a new flip. Okay? But also, Dave's vibe changed. I had to go to him. Dave, what's the matter with that monster? Okay? You're just all happy and stuff, and now you're like pissed off and whatever. And I go, he goes, well, hey, tonight's about me, man. Yeah.
Tonight's about me.
And I, from the bottom of my heart, really wanted to believe that he was a different guy and just normal. And I tried really hard to be his friend, and I never lied to him about anything. You know, I don't know what kind of drugs he was on or what the hell is going on in his mind. For us to go back with Dave would be going back. That's not growth.
I think what's more important, or as important to remember, is that the fact that the 1984 Dave is a lot different than the 1996 Dave. And to have gone on tour with him would have not only embarrassed the band, it would have insulted
the audience.
It would have insulted the audience. If we would have started in Toledo, we would have never even made it to Cleveland.
You know how when I left, he came back in, but that was all just a hoax. That was just a big promotion for the Greatest Hits record. The Van Halen guys and the crooked manager they had were just trying to pull a coup on the fans, which backfired on them.
Before the dust had a chance to settle on the Dave reunion fiasco, the Van Halen boys dropped another bomb.
I'm Kurt Loder with an MTV News Brief. Although Van Halen management continues to be coy about confirming the rumor that Gary Cherone, former frontman for the Boston band Extreme, has been hired and is already rehearsing as Van Halen's new lead singer, over the weekend, guitarist Eddie Van Halen acknowledged that Cherone is, quote, 99.999% certain to have that job.
And it wasn't, it was a strange excitement. It wasn't like, all right, we got a singer. It was like, I don't know, just on a much deeper level. It was like musical soulmate.
Record bombed and Gary wanted to do it different. He didn't want to be Eddie's puppet, and Eddie, you know, threw him out.
Up next, Sammy's boozy new hobby. Dave's bizarre home videos. And the most inconceivable tour of the century.
Sammy and I are like fraternity brothers who've been through the same hazing.
Coming up on the Sammy and Dave Show, Life After Van Halen.
Dave and I are not friends. We're not going to lie. I am the voice of Van Halen.
Van Halen was unstoppable in the 80s and early 90s, cranking out 8 top 20 hits, 4 number 1 albums, and a slew of unforgettable videos. But they just couldn't hold on to a singer. After losing both Sammy Hagar and Gary Cherone in just 4 years, the band slipped into rock and roll limbo. Meanwhile, after the initial success of platinum-selling albums Crazy from the Heat, Eat 'em and Smile, and Skyscraper, original mouthpiece David Lee Roth saw his popularity start to sag. The spandex wardrobe and onstage kung fu aerobics that once won thunderous applause were now starting to produce yawns.
Hello. This is Dave, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about life. Oh,
A little louder. On my mind.
I'm gonna move it up. Some Dave doesn't really turn me on inside me.
Salsa band into this like merciless shape.
Just to keep it low, and everywhere I go.
I did kind of like this.
I talked to Dave one night, like in the 90s, and I said, Dave, I saw the ad in the Vegas thing. I said, I gotta go see it. And he goes, I'll make sure there's a ticket waiting for you, Henry.
I don't know if anybody saw his Vegas thing.
I guess Vegas didn't dig him or it didn't work.
You've read of his book. That book goes like, it starts cool and then it just goes. It's like, what are you talking about now? Which paragraph are we in?
Joey sold
a book. I've read in a couple of reviews where they say, oh, you know, this it tends to ramble. Tends.
Dave Forbes, the new band, 1988, DLR band. Ow, ow.
Oh, yeah. Over the air.
Getting kind of trippy. Sippy. 3-2. Never mind.
The best of us ever. And like Dave said, with all those hits, I just can't imagine walking away disappointed.
In terms of what you see on the deck up there, there's a rivalry in between us. The audience gets the absolute best out of both of us. It goes beyond just two guys. It goes beyond a list of songs. It goes beyond what the last band that we were in. It's a state of mind and it's a point of view. Perhaps it's a state of mind and point of view that Van Halen has misplaced twice. Sammy and I are like fraternity brothers who've been through the same hazing.
Gotta love Dave, right? You gotta love him.
You don't have to love him, but you must tolerate him today.
Come on, man! You say yeah!
He is an arrogant boy.
Coming up, the shit hits the fan.
He's going, you owe me more shows. And Dave, I don't owe you anything, pal. You crazy? You owe me. Get over it, bringing you out here, getting you back in the game, pal.
Sam's always banging on the windshield. Bottle of tequila in one hand and the other.
And a shot at immortality. Still to come on The Sammy and Dave Show, Life After Van Halen.
Dave and I are not friends. We're nothing alike.
I am the voice of Van Halen.
In May of 2002, after more than a decade of animosity and a heap of trash talking, former Van Halen singers David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar did the unthinkable. They patched up their differences, packed their bags, and headed off on the road together. It was called the Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth Tour 2002, song for song, the undisputed heavyweight champs of rock and roll, and it played to packed houses from coast to coast. But the real boxing match was going on backstage.
Just last night, we got in a big fight, you know. He's going, you owe me more shows. I said, Dave, I don't owe you anything, pal. Are you crazy? You owe me. Get over it, bringing you out here, getting you back in the game, pal.
Run-ins and conflicts are par for the course in rock and roll. What's unorthodox here is that if you want to take a shot at the boss, hang my hat and badges off. Throw your best, homie.
And every time I open, he gets in a bad mood. But it was his idea. I didn't want to open for anybody. But I said, sure, you want me to open? We'll open every other show.
You know, originally when we started this, I said to Sam, let's do, you know, 50-50. I'll flip a blonde and always call tails, and, you know, you can do the off nights. He didn't get it either.
Dave doesn't do anything except walk out on stage and pretend like it's his show. He don't do the interviews. He doesn't try to sell tickets. And he doesn't jam. He doesn't want to go out, you know, on stage together and go, hey, you know, let's like show these people this is a great tour. You know, it's just like oil and water.
Well, there's an entrance, huh? I don't really see that there's a whole lot of comparison. Sam throws a party. I am the party.
I got on this deal,
on the dressing rooms because Dave and I are flip-flopping. One night he closes, next night I close. One night he closes, next night I close. Right? Well, tonight he's closing. He's got the big dressing room, and I'm pissed. I'm not an opening act. Look at this. Look at the size of this. I got this little piddly-ass room.
Everybody feeling good about yourselves? Healthy?
Yes.
Happy?
Yeah.
Sober? Close enough. Stay away from the Cabo Wabo. Wow! Obviously not in love with each other, and that rivalry is precisely the kind of mix it up that an audience wants to get in the middle of.
We've been getting along worse than ever because, you know, once again, he's being unreasonable. This guy came out of the gutter to do this tour, and it's now he's back. So now he's playing in front of big crowds again and making a ton of money, and so now he's automatically acts like he's got to get it. It's like, okay, Dave, wait till the tour's over. You're back where you were last year, pal.
I'm sure the Benny Goodmans and the Glenn Millers slugged it out. Much in the same vein.
As for the possibility of Sammy and Dave jamming on stage together, forget it.
I told him from the first day we met, you come out on stage with me anytime. You can walk out in the middle of my show, and I won't freak. I'll make something happen.
Most comparisons between Hagar's reality and mine are purely coincidental. I myself am the son of Satan, even though my duties here are largely ceremonial.
Even when I go to Dave's dress room door, even like when he's right across the hall from me, he sees me, runs in there, locks the door. Where's Diamond? Is he around? I go beat on the door. Dave, come on, open up. When he gets here, let me know. I'm going to go beat on his bus door. And he pretends like he's not in there. That's some weird stuff, man.
Sam's always banging on the windshield. A bottle of tequila on one end and in the other.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth. Ladies and gentlemen, David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar.
It's really good to see you after 55 shows, Dave. It's really good to see you. Where you been all summer?
I've been on the Celebrity Deathmatch Tour, Sam.
Okay, I don't need the money yet, Dave, no. I don't like Dave anymore. I thought maybe Dave and I get along. I don't like Dave.
Well, let's define get along. Do we have each other's phone numbers? No. Do we share strong drink and reasonable historic stories with each other? No. I guess my answer is no. Or what's rock and roll without a little drama, a little mix it up? Come on, you give peace a chance.
I'm making a movie, like a Rattle and Hum. I'm going to do this completely myself, and we're using a lot of real film and stuff. I'm really trying to do it right. And it's going to be called The Long Road to Cabo, and then do my whole birthday bash.
Not for sale. It ain't about money in that. It's about being doing things that make you happy and that you'll be proud of, you know, doing.
Dave, meanwhile, is busy working on new music and video projects. Will that include a sequel to the infamous No Holds Barbecue? Only time will tell.
Let's cut to the crash right here at Club Dave.
It's hard to say. I'm not looking for it by myself, so I don't know if we could ever do it. But ideally, which is always on the chopping block, is Sam and Dave tour with Van Halen. I think that would be the only way to do it. Everybody's looking for something. Dave and I can get along. You can see we can do it. We just stay away from each other, and we've got to have a rule. Just say, look, here's what we're doing. You do your thing and do mine. You know, you play it out, I play it out. You do this, I do that. I ride in that car, you ride in that car, you know. I ride my jet, you ride in your bus, because if you're in the air, I'm going to go in the bus.
Hey, I'm an optimist. When I go fishing, I take a Nikon and a frying pan. You hope for the best. I expect it. Maybe this reaches out to Eddie Van Heineken. Love you, baby. You know my number.
2003 marks the 25th anniversary of Van Halen's first album, which means the band is eligible for induction in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. When that day arrives, will it bring the Van Halen reunion that their millions of fans have been praying for? It's hard to say, but hey, that's another show.
Michael Jackson doesn't make videos.
Anyway, that was the feud, the singers. So I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to me solo tonight with a little bit of Dean here. Excuse me. A little bit of Dino here. And it's almost 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Somebody wants to grab the server. I'm ready to decapage, or nobody's called in. Nobody's active. I'm not going to go hunting for anybody. Forget about it. Just take a chill pill and try to take you out with something that I'm trying to think here. Something to take you guys out with. They call it Mellow Yellow. Stevie. I can't spell. Anyway, someone wants to call in. I'll hang, but I'm not going to. Winwood. Oh shit, I can't. My bad. I want to say we're listener supporters, so Stevie. No, well, maybe so. With some rock and roll, Winwood. I can't. My bad. I can't see my text even with glasses. All right. This is for everybody. I hope you like it, and then I'm signing off. Much love. Okay, hombre, let's see how. It's for everybody. I'm trying. Okay, one, two. This is for everybody in the world. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. I'm taking an early out tonight. You can blame it on all the puppets. No. God bless everybody, and Much love. I'll see you later, alligator. I'll be back tonight. Maybe I'll have to get a little more unorganized. Much love and a lot of prayer for Eddie Van Halen and his family. Not alone. Send some donations in, will you guys? And say it's in care of Jer Bear for Nighthawk and his hosts that still exist. Much love. Good night, everybody. Much love. I'll see ya. And it won't be in the funny papers. It'll be right here, live. God bless y'all. Someone want the server. It's all yours. Early out. Granted. I'll grant it. You want an early out. Granted. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
The Little Honey on the Lone Highway. Left me for another on the Lone Highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the Lone Highway.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio! Revolution.
show them what we got here.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host. Listening to Revolution.